Good morning, everybody. This is your Donna Power, and I'm in Los Angeles, and it's 8:30 a.m., and we're here every Monday through Friday for 15 minutes of inspiration, of focus, of getting together, getting energized. As Lenny says, is to be able, we're like cell phones. We need to plug in and get charged up again. Feel the flow. Feel the reconnection. We're in business by ourselves and for ourselves, but not by ourselves. This is something we do as a team. We can't all do it by ourselves. So I want to say thank you to the man who put this call together. He's held it together. He's written an amazing book called Journey to Believable, and he's put together a weekend retreat that's coming up, and it's just spectacular. It's called the Follow Your Bliss, and I don't have the dates right in front of me. It's at Lenny Evans 123, because I'm across town right now. I'm not at my office. I love cell phones. I love being able to do business from anywhere. I mean, when I started in 2005, we were locked to our computers, but now I was looking for a little phone. I was looking for something like this that I'm on right now, this little iPhone, and I couldn't find anything like it. I mean, I remember looking, and I finally settled for a flip phone, I forget what you call it, a Palm Pilot. But I was so excited to have my business portable, but now, literally with smartphones, we can do business anywhere. This is the smartest business to be in, guys. Anyway, so I want to say thank you to the man. I don't have the Bliss, Follow Your Bliss in front of me, but it's coming up. I know the dates are all set, and it's one of the most profound weekends that I've ever been at, and I want to say thank you and turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Thank you, Udonna. Thank you so much. Gosh, what a great, just a beautiful reminder and an intro. And as always, just beautiful words. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, you guys, I just got off my second hour-long call. And they try to get off, like, they call the buzzer right at the time. And then it goes 8:30 to 9:30, which now, you know, like this call. So anyway, guys, good morning. And of course, I got up and did 5:30 a.m. yoga, and I'm taking all of this so seriously. I'm so excited about everything that's happening, and I know that you all are too. And that's what's exciting. And so, you know what, guys? We're all doing really good in some area, and that's awesome. And just remember, you know, gosh, instead of thinking like I forgot to smile, think of I remembered to smile. It kind of changes things if you just look at it in a different way. So like when you're running out of your house and you get to your car and you even get in your car and you start your car and you take your car a few steps and then you think, I used to say the words, I forgot something, and it was a negative frown. I forgot something. I was beating myself up. And then I remember when I started the habit of catching myself and saying, I remembered something. I mean, I didn't get all the way to my destination, and they have to come back, and I remembered something sooner. And so it changes the nature of the smile. See, there's a flat line, and it can either go up on the sides or it can go down, frown, smile, frown, smile. So, again, guys, I know I've been talking about this a lot, but try to see how many times today you can catch yourself smiling. I just wanted to throw that out there because it's huge. It's huge. And then when you do it, say, I remember to smile, and then it makes you smile longer. So on this one, let's just smile on this breath and remember that we just remember to smile on three. One, two, three, breathe in, and just smile and think, I remember to smile, and which makes you smile more, which then makes you smile on the way out, the exhale, and makes you smile as you reach for your drink, and makes you even smile as you start to drink. But there becomes a moment where you must not smile as you're swallowing, right? Or it would get everywhere. So thank you, guys. I'm so excited. I love Tuesdays. And, you know, yesterday, of course, Dave MacArthur continues to just take me to my personal, my next level always, you know. And it's almost like sometimes I get so in a meditation where I can see myself, like, honoring myself for being in Dave MacArthur's life at the right moment, so that I had some influence over the things, you know, that he found and read, and that he trusted me, and he did it, and that, so why did I do that? So that in my journey, he would always be this rock that would always be teaching me kind of get back to that highest self. And I just, I'm so grateful for Dave. And for now, for Udonna, I know Udonna has a vacation coming up. She texted me. I was so excited about this. I'm more excited about that than anything, that she gets to go, like, unplug officially for 4 or 5 days, maybe even more, in Ojai. I mean, we'll hear about that. But she is such a gift to us, and she's going to be here with us today. I know she has a lot going on, and so as she gets ready to go, and she's across town. So Udonna Power, I just really want to honor you, you know, who you are, all of your accomplishments. Gosh, we just all love you as a tribe so much and honor you, and I just want to give the time over to you.
Oh, thank you, because I have a wonderful guest today, but I just wanted to say something, two things really, really fun. First of all, you were talking about smiling, and I was cleaning out my whole house. I've been doing a lot of clearing, internal clearing, emotional clearing, you know, cleansing, nutritional cleansing and emotional clearing, and it got me to move to clean out a closet that's been packed. And I, as you were talking last week about smiling, I found a poem and a painting I'd done. Let me read it because it's just really fun. A smile is a kiss floating through space, looking to find a landing place. A frown is a smile who got turned around and somehow landed upside down. A smile comes friendly with a sad and upside down it to a glad. Flow to kissing glad today to everyone who comes your way and feel the happy shining through the kisses floating back to you. It's a little silly, but it's fun. Anyway, so I just want to be, we are so fortunate to have such amazing leaders in our company and on this call. And I love to say on our team, because this is an interspecies team, I got to tell you, because none of us are financially connected, but the support and the love from all of us coming together is so profound. It makes this company something unique that is, people just are in awe of it. And I want to say, We are so gifted to have Jeff and Debbie Beebe on our call. And Debbie is speaking at Eric Worre's. Jeff and Debbie are speaking at Eric Worre's event in Las Vegas on March 2nd to 4th coming up. And she may have a couple of more tickets. And they're normally like $400. And now she's got them for $300. So if anyone wants it, get in touch with Debbie. And you can get her on Facebook. It's Debibeebe. And so just get in touch with her, because if you can be there, be there. Profound to be on the stage right opposite Eric Worre with all the top leaders in the industry is really a profound thing for them to do. So I want to honor that and say, wow, right on, guys. Now, they've been gathering and nurturing amazing leaders, and I'm having one on our call today because he was so wonderful to absolutely change his morning, because I know he had a client this morning, and he changed that client so he could be on this call and share with you his secrets. Or it's not a secret, he's just what he's doing and inspire us all, because the week before last, he signed up 14 people in 1 week. So I want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for changing your schedule, and just invite Real Andrews on the call. Are you there, Real?
I am, Udonna. Can you hear me?
I sure can. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for saying yes. And I would love to turn the call over to you. You're a magnificent trainer. You've been a leader in another company. You came here and started all over from zero, like all of us. And I want to just turn the call over to you and say, you know, just please share with us what is on your heart. How did you do that? What are you doing? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you feel about today.
Well, thank you. I want to, you know, obviously always, you know, I love Lenny, man. I just, you know, Lenny is, he just has such a gift for changing the negative to a positive. It's like, I wish, and I know he's crazy, he's got his own life, but every time I ever have to speak, I wish I could just go over what I want to say with Lenny first, because the couple of times that I had to do it with, he just gave me such an outlook, you know, and I just I can't say enough about you, Lenny. I love you, man, and I love you as a leader and opening up this call. I wanted to share something that kind of is behind a little bit what I do, and it comes from a St. Francis prayer, and it's a particular line that I'm improvising, but I'm pretty sure it says, you can change darkness to light, and we can change hate to love, you know, and it kind of goes in line with what Lenny says, and it's kind of my mindset in love, that we actually have the power to, rather than to be stuck in the darkness and be frustrated and think about what we don't have or what's not working, you know, and to know that there's a light to work towards, or to find that light, let's just say, find that light, you know, and to change, you know, hate into love. And a lot of us get stuck, me importantly, I always just going to talk about myself, because I am so competitive that I can get trapped in, you know, hate's a strong word, but when you're competitive and like Lenny pointed out to me once, where I said something like, you know what, I don't like to share my secrets with people, but now I know that I will share my secrets with people because they're not going to do them anyways. And he quickly corrected me and said, but, you know, that's cool, but it would be better to say that they deserve to be able to have the victories that you do. And so as I go out and I share that with you because, you know, my mindset now is like, you know, and I want people to know, I think I shared on the call last week with Jeff and Debbie, and I used the word obsessed. And as I got off the phone, I wished I had clarified that. And, you know, once again, I'm always got Lenny in the back of my head now. It's not obsessed in the fact that, you know, the reason we're being able to enroll more people, and the reason I'm enrolling more people in the UK and stuff like that, is because I have an obsessed mindset, but not an obsessed mindset in the sense that I got to do this. It's an obsessed mindset in that there's lives that need to be saved. It's people that deserve to experience what we're experiencing, you know. It's obsessed like that, if that makes sense to y'all. Because being obsessed from a point of view that you have to do it is not a good place to come from. But being obsessed with a passion that, you know, if you think about, you know, if a truck was barreling down on somebody, a big semi truck, and you saw that, you were standing behind them and you saw that coming, you would push them out of the way, right? I mean, you'd have to be evil if you didn't. So you'd push them out of the way. So if you approach your day with that mindset that, you know, we can't get comfortable, we can't get lazy in the sense that, well, if I get a couple today, or if I don't get any today, that's okay. Tomorrow's another day. No, what if tomorrow doesn't come? What if there's somebody today that needs to hear your message? So when you come from that mindset, you start to get creative. You start to think, you know, we've all heard ass in the chair, okay? Butt in the chair. I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, ass, whatever. Ass in the chair, you know, get to work, right? But after a while, my ass in the chair wasn't working. You know, I can only call so many people. And so I could sit there and get frustrated and focus on the fact that, you know, I started to think, okay, this isn't working. So what do I got to do intentionally? So I start thinking out of the box. So I start to place myself in positions where there's going to be other people. You know, ass in the chair, okay, I'm done calling people. I'm running my list. But, you know, I can sit here and get frustrated, or I can get up and go to the gym where there's living people around and place myself to be able to talk to more people. Or maybe I can just go to the grocery store. Maybe I can go down to the bakery. Or maybe I'll go bowling tonight. Or maybe I'll go, you know, just start thinking out of the box and coming from the place of, there's somebody today that needs to hear my message, our message. Sorry, our message. There's somebody today who needs to hear our message. And be desperate about it from a place of that you could change a life, not that we could change our life. If that makes sense. And that's kind of just my mindset a little bit about how I work, you know. I will tell you, I know you've asked me specifically a little bit about the UK, Udonna, and I'll share with you a few things that I'm doing with the UK. You know, and once again, I have Lenny Evans in my head this morning because there's somebody, and I realized this morning when I was doing my UK post, I was like, this person kept popping up. And then all of a sudden, I would change my time when I'd post, and then boom, they were posting like almost 10 minutes before I would post in the same different groups and stuff. And I was going, and then I noticed today that she's posting in every single group that I found, and she wasn't, and I realized she's following me, and she's copying everything I'm doing. And I got pissed. I got pissed for a second, and then I went, oh, you know what? I got Lenny. I was like, you know what? Switch it around. Because I noticed she's a big earner in the company, because I started going through her Facebook, and I was like, who is this girl? And I started feeling she's one of the top earners. But okay, well, you know what? Obviously, I'm doing something right. And you know what? There's enough love for everybody. And in some of these things I'm doing, there's 12, 20, 15,000 people in there. And I'm working. I just enrolled another champion this morning. But one of the things that I'm finding with the UK that I can share with you, it's a different breed of people. You got to learn to get to know their culture. You've got to build relationships. One of the things I started doing at first, it was just, you know, posting. Great opportunity, UK, coming to UK, blah, 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 blah. And then I was realizing, you know what, everybody's doing that, so how can I be different? So I started doing I started posting pictures of women, because I predominantly target women's groups, working from home moms and stuff like that, okay? And I started, you know, posting pictures. Before and after pictures, show another teammate on my amazing results. You know, this excites you. We're coming to the UK. Who wants to be part of this? You know, the business things and stuff like that. You know, just thinking out of the box, realizing that there's 500,000 or whatever it is people in Isagenics, and I'm not the only smart guy who's figured this out. So how can I be different with my posts? And just starting to do different things. And the big thing, champions, that I can share with you guys is adapt, improvise, overcome. If you keep doing something, guys, and it's working, awesome. If all of a sudden it changes, you got to adapt. You got to improvise, man. You got to change it up. You got to just tweak it a little bit. And I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be big tweaks. You know, I mean, Eric Ward talked about it on the call last night, guys. He said, you know, and that's kind of my mindset, because I did buy that Eric Worre social media course back. And by the way, if you're not going to the thing, I recommend it, just like Udonna says, get a ticket from Debbie. It's life-changing. But, you know, for lack of better words, and it's kind of my mindset too, and I go back and forth because I'm always trying, but I'm here to tell you the fourth works more than the back. And what my fourth is now, absolutely nothing whatsoever on my Facebook social media about my company. So if you come into my social media, if you come in there today, you'll see little tinges of it, because I was trying again, and I'm just not getting results from that anymore. So, I mean, and, you know, you got to try your own thing. I'm not the god of this, all right? I'm just sharing with you guys, and you take from it what you have, and that's what we do as a team. We lift each other up in little things. But absolutely nothing, nowhere, no way, no how, anything. If you come on my page, you have no way of knowing that I'm part of Isagenics. And that's, you know, I could go on. There's so much little things, but that's huge. Because you want them to want to come with you. This is a voluntary army we're building. And we're changing lives in a voluntary. Like Lenny is a perfect example. Dave McCarter is a perfect example. You know, when they're talking about doing their stuff like that, you know, he's talking about this, and you want to be with that guy. You want to hang around. You want to be his friend. That's what we want to do. We want to create friends. You want to build that. Why do they want to hang out with Rail? Why do they want to hang out with you, Donna? Why do they want to hang out with Jeff? You know, what do we inspire them? Give them stuff and stuff like that. And I think that was the key things. But you want to think, just, you know, work from home moms, stuff like that, work from home dads. But then that's easy, right? That's easy, right? We can all automatically go to that. So let's start thinking out of the box now. What other kind of groups can you go? Right? And you got to go in there and start making friends. Start, you know, on the knowledge. And here's another thing I do. When somebody accepts this, it's huge. When somebody accepts me in one of these groups, the first thing I do is I go friend them, and then I thank them for letting me in the group. And, I've actually got one so far, but hey, we'll be better than none. Then I'll turn right around and say, how are you doing? Great. How are you doing? Great. Oh, you know, blah, make a little bit of conversation. And then I'll just, after that, I'll go, listen, I know you're probably with a company already, or you wouldn't be running this group. But if you keep an open mind, I'd love to share with you what we got coming. And most of them have said, no, we're good, but one person said yes, and they joined. So, but, you know, as long as you come at it from a nice place and a loving place rather than a spamming place, I think that's what's making the difference, you know, for me and, you know, and my wife and that, and, you know, obviously just fairing up. I mean, we had our biggest thing, guys, so far, just from being real, you know, coming out. You look at Lori Harder, you look at Chris Harder, and that's another thing I do, guys. I watch the rock stars in our company. I watch what they're doing like a hawk. And I just see what they're doing, dude. And they're just out there being real. They're just sharing life. They're just, you know, taking pictures with the babies, you know, kind of stuff like that. That's it. So I'll wrap it up there. I hope that helped a little bit.
It's totally wonderful. And you know what? I love what you say about the, at the very beginning, what you said about the mindset instead of how could I get today, but who can I help today? And just being there and listening, because we have access. I've learned over the last couple of years that there's something called the morphogenetic field, or the, and sometimes called the knowing field. And we do have access that, to more than what our conscious mind tells us. And so as you start putting out your radar for something like that, it'll draw you into people. No matter where they are, it'll find them. And the fact that you come from contributing to some to a person's life and helping them, pull them up, it puts a whole different dynamic in it. It puts a dynamic of generosity and freedom. So what an amazing way to start, Rael. Thank you so much. And thank you for the tips of how to join the groups and things. That's really helpful. I'm going to turn the call back to Lenny because Lenny may have some more things to ask you. Lenny, are you there?
I just am in just in awe and in honoring of this call, and Rael, you just stepping into this new place for you and going on faith, and just so brilliant to watch your journey and to partake in it and to see you step into it, and it is beautiful. And, you know, I do want to, I just want to throw out one more thing right now, and it's a fear I think that all of us deal with when it comes to talking to other professional network marketers. And so this is just something that came as Rael was teaching. I was taking notes on his teaching, and when he said it, I thought, yes, this is really important, because I think one of the biggest fears is that what are you going to say to another professional network marketer about who is as fiercely passionate about their company as you are about yours? Here is my million-dollar little tip just for this moment right now, and it will start to take fear away from you in all conversations. So this is how I do it, and I'm just going to throw this out there for you, because, again, it takes very little time, and it saves tons of time. So if you're dealing with a networker, you always ask them the question, hey, I'd just like to ask you a question, if it's okay. Are you home? Now, what I mean by home is, are you with the company that you deeply feel is your security? And they're doing all the right things. They've never messed with your comp plan. I mean, that's the company you're going to be with for the next 25 years. Are you home? And then you wait, and you don't say anything, and because it's a yes or no. And if it's maybe, they're really in your favor, right? No's and yes. Well, nothing's in your favor until whatever their truth is. And so if they say, yes, I'm home, and then you say to them, oh, high five and big hug, because it's like, isn't it awesome that we found the greatest industry in the world? And you become one in that moment, and you're really, truly honoring them. And I just want to say that, because then everything, you can just let go. But then you say, me too, I'm home in my company, so since we're both home, let's be professionals, and let's keep each other's contact. And if anything ever should happen to my opportunity, because I respect you, I'll call you. And I'm going to ask you that if you're ever not completely happy in your opportunity, would you call me? And you part as friends. You don't start talking about my dad can beat your dad up. My comp plan is bigger than your comp planning. You know, my daddy can beat your daddy up. You know, that whole conversation. And just get to that point. Now, if they say no, they're not home, don't get too excited. Don't just get too excited and verbally vomit on them. Just have a conversation. But that's a great question, and it takes fear away, because if they are, then you both are, and you honor the industry. And if they're not, then maybe something happened along the way, and their confidence was shaken. Because I remember sitting with Rael and Michelle in Jeff and Debbie's home, and they weren't in Isagenics yet. And I just happened to be there, and they were having this beautiful talk, and I got to watch how loving they were to each other. And you know what? They weren't home anymore in their old one. Now, that's not to say that there's anything wrong with the old one. They weren't home anymore, but they wanted a new home, but it was such an interesting time, right, Rael? And you had to go on faith, brother. Man, that was a leap of faith. You had to jump into the air and not knowing where you were going to land. Bro, man, I just honor your journey, and it's so fun for all of us to get to watch in it and watch you as you you know, really change your own life and everyone else's life around you. So thank you for being who you are, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys.
So anyway, guys, and you, Donna, enjoy, girl. I'm so excited. I know Debbie's going to be greeting the rest of the week, and gosh, we're just so grateful for our tribe and, of course, playing the field of pros. And today is Rhonda Collier's day to be on. And so you guys just get on that call because Rhonda, man, she's just purely downloading for us and for herself too. But she's amazing. So, guys, thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being who you are. Whose life are you going to go bless tonight and pay something forward, you know? And smile for sure at a minimum by yourself so you have a chance of smiling in the presence of others, which then can turn their frown into a smile, could actually be life-saving in many cases, guys, and on that level. But the other level is human connection. It's a human connection. Make eye contact. Say hi. Say, hello, my name is this. What's your name? I don't know. Just make yourself, just meet some strangers. You know, Jimmy Smith, let's end on this, always said that there's no such thing as a stranger. A stranger is simply a friend I haven't met yet. So let's go with that, guys. We love you. And
Rael,
all right, we're live.
Quick,
let's rock this. One, two, three.
I can't.